I'll be reading this morning from the Gospel of John, chapter 1. If you'd like to follow along, the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Bible is God's book, God's Word, written to declare Himself, to make Himself known who He is. But we cannot know God, who He is, what He's like, His mind, His will, His purpose, except He make Himself known through His Word. He must reveal Himself to whom He will. Scripture says He hides these things from some, but reveals them to others. The Bible, the book of God, is of who Jesus Christ is, and what salvation is. John 17, verse 3 says, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Now, no man hath seen God or can see God. God is spirit. And yet, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, the express image of God, He hath declared Him. Christ said when He was on this earth, "He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father. For He said, I and the Father are one." Jesus Christ is God. Very God of very God. The Creator, the sovereign, the ruler over all. He is God. He said in John 8:24, "If ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sin." John chapter 1 is a clear, powerful declaration of who Jesus Christ really is. It says in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The word "word" means expression or declaration of a person. You do not know someone unless they make themselves known to you by speaking to you. The Word. Jesus Christ is the physical and audible revelation of God Almighty. He is the declaration of God. Hebrews 1 says, the express image of God. God manifest in the flesh, Paul wrote. A great mystery, and yet it's true. God became a man. Jesus Christ is the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God, the Creator, the sovereign judge over the universe, the owner of all things. He is the Creator. If you create something, that means you own it. It belongs to you. You can do with your own what you will. And that is the Jesus Christ of Scripture. That is the true Christ of Scripture. That is the true Lord Jesus Christ. We do not let Him do things. He is the Creator who lets us do what He will. Colossians 1 says He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. Yes, Jesus Christ is God. And it says in verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Why does it say that? The same. Because the Scriptures say of Christ in Hebrews 13, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says He was in the beginning with God. Well, in Revelation 1, Christ Himself says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord." I am God. That's who He is saying He is. That's who Scripture says that He is. And all who says He is not are false prophets and false religion. There are whole denominations that go door to door, such as the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons, who say He is not God. Well, He said He was. God said He was. In Hebrews 1, God says of the Son, "Thy throne, O God, is forever." And Christ said, "If you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sin." He is very God of very God. Verse 3 of John 1 said, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by Him. It was Jesus Christ who spoke in Genesis 1. Jesus Christ, yes, who said, "Let there be light," because He is the Word. Jesus Christ who said, "Let us make man." Now, this is a mystery, that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. These three yet are one. Three distinct persons of the Godhead, yet one. All of the same essence, all of the same power, all of the same glory, all God. God the Father is God. God the Son is God. God the Holy Spirit is God. Each without beginning or ending. God. Explain that, preacher. I can't. Because He's God. You can't explain God. You can't explain God. We can explain man. He has a beginning. He has an ending. We can't explain God. And I'm not here to explain God. I'm here to declare Him. Scripture says He, all things were made by Him. Let us make man, said Jesus Christ in the beginning. Verse 4 says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Life. Life. In John chapter 5, verse 26, Christ said of Himself, as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. Jesus Christ said of Himself in John 11 to Martha and Mary when He came to the grave of their brother, He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the life." He had no beginning of life. He is life. He made life. John 14:6, Christ said of Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus Christ is the God in whose hands our breath is. Life. And He giveth life to whom He will. And John chapter 1, verse 4 said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And verse 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It says He is the light. Light is sight. Without light, there is no sight. If you're in darkness, you cannot see anything. That is, you do not have any perception of anything. You do not see or understand anything. You're blind. You're in darkness. You cannot see. And nothing can be known, nothing can be understood apart from Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. He is the light of God, who God is, what man is, what salvation is, what eternity is, what the truth is. All understanding comes through Jesus Christ. He came into this dark world. The light shineth in darkness. That's what Christ said over and over. He says, here is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. He calls this world, this present evil world, in darkness. Well, light, God, who is light, God, who said, let there be light, sent His Son, sent Himself, came Himself into this dark world of sin and blindness and ignorance to make Himself known to some, not all. Verse 6 and 7 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. That's John the Baptist or baptizer. Baptist is not a denomination, but a definition of what he came to do, baptize. And John said, there cometh one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. That John came baptizing in water, a type of Christ crucified, buried, and risen. Well, verse 7 says the same, that is, John came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John was a witness, just a man. Says he was a man, but sent by God. That makes him special. Oh, there was nothing in him special. He's a sinner, saved by grace like every other saved sinner. Yet he was sent from God. He was the prophet of God, sent by God to bear witness of Jesus Christ the light. He's not that light. Verse 8 said he was not that light, but sent to bear witness of that light. You know, some tried to worship John. Some looked to John, but as some do today, look to saints and look to Mary and others, but they are not the light. They're only sent to bear witness of the light. Jesus Christ is that light, that true light. Verse 9 says, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, or that is, everyone who has light, if they have any light, it's the light of Christ, who is life and light and truth, and who is God. Anyone has any understanding of God at all, of eternity, of truth, of salvation, of themselves, it is through Jesus Christ. He is the light. Verse 10 says he was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Why does he continue to say this? Why does he continue to stress this, that Jesus Christ is the creator of all? Because creatures don't let the Creator do anything. The Creator is the one who controls creatures. See, men still don't understand who Jesus Christ is, who God really is. He's the Creator. Most think man must let God be God. Let's let God do this or that. How ignorant can you be? How blind can you be? The creature letting the Creator? Oh, it is the Creator who lets the creature. It is the Creator who controls the creature. He is the potter, we're the clay. Do you understand that? That's the God of the Bible. That's the God in whose hands your breath is in all your ways, and that's Jesus Christ. He's not hoping men will do something for him. He's seated on the circle of the earth. The inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, as grasshoppers, doing as he will, with whom he will. He's the Creator. He says, the ox knows his owner, the ass knows his master's crib, but the people I created don't even know me. He must make himself known. Well, look at verse 12. It says, he came, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, them that believe on his name, which were born. Born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. It says they received him. Well, they received him. They didn't accept him. They received him. There's a difference between receiving and accepting. If you pour water into a vessel or a glass, the glass, which is a dead, inanimate object, doesn't accept or reject it. The glass receives it. And so it is with those who receive life from him. And it says they're born of God. Not man's will, not the will of the flesh, born of God. And the Word, it says in verse 14, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The glory of God, God manifest in the flesh, full of grace, the God of all grace and truth, the true God and eternal life. Do you know him? I pray that he will make himself known to you. Amen.